Happy New Year from your friends at Talking Tech. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today, welcoming you and 2018 to another 365 editions of the Daily Tech Show. On today's episode, I have another project in store for you. I was gonna wax on about resolutions and how we should all kick looking at our phones in the car while driving, but come on, are you gonna take me seriously on that? Exactly. I didn't think so. So how about something every one of us can do, should do, it's free, easy, and won't cause any pain, and you'll be glad you did it. Now, at some point in 2018, there are going to be fires, floods, earthquakes, and other natural disasters. Some of you listening may lose your home or have a theft in your neighborhood. Most of you, I assume, have possessions and insurance of some kind. And I'm guessing that each and every one of you has a smartphone, because if you didn't, you wouldn't be tuned in to Talking Tech, right? So let's take 5 to 10 minutes, crank open the smartphone, and make a video recording of everything you own, or at least everything you own that could end up in an insurance report. With a tip of the hat to my colleague Elizabeth Weiss, who put out this suggestion recently in USA Today, the video, she notes, will help trigger your memory when you sit down to list what you lost in a fire, flood, earthquake, or other catastrophe. You have two ways to do this. You can do a simple sweep of all your worthy possessions, and that's good, with you narrating the name of the product on the soundtrack. Or you can go whole hog and come in for close-ups of the serial numbers and model names as well. For my photographer friends, you could just focus on the camera bag, the models, the lenses, and accessories before moving on, right? Once you're done, the video will be too big to email, but you can upload it to a free storage site like iCloud, Google Drive, or Microsoft OneDrive for safekeeping, and you could email a link to your insurance company. If you want to go really deep, you could follow up with a written list that includes the model names, what you paid for the product, and the serial numbers as well. My USA Today colleague Beth notes that insurance companies realize people don't have receipts for everything they own, but they do require some sort of proof that they really have had a pristine set of Fabergé eggs sitting in your cupboard for the last 20 years, and thanks to technology, you now have an easy way to prove it. Just point your camera at it and grab a video. Have questions about how to proceed? We're here to help at Talking Tech. Look for me on Twitter, or I'm at Jefferson Graham, or look for me on Facebook as well. Don't forget to subscribe to Talking Tech on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. Please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. That helps more people find the program. Stick with USA Today for the latest, and Happy New Year, everyone.